This is Sean with Voices of Vaughn and Voices of Salient and U.S. Military Stories, and I'm here on the boat going to Nantucket on the Figaway with Marcus Capone. How are you doing, Marcus?
Great. Today's an amazing day. Thank you.
Have you ever been on a sailboat before?
I have. I actually grew up and did a little bit of sailing with a family friend, okay. But then I went away from it for many years, and so it's nice to be back.
Right.
Yeah.
So you obviously were in the military.
I was.
What was your original inspiration growing up for wanting to go into it?
So I actually grew up in New York in really just a normal, like, Long Island household. I really grew up with a ball in my hand. So I grew up playing football, baseball, basketball.
Nice.
I actually went to college on a full football scholarship.
What college?
Southern Illinois University. I was a quarterback.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
And so
it's right next to Indy.
That's it. And a lot of guys from Indy actually went to school there. And my senior year, after I was done playing ball, I think like most individuals that are 22 years old really don't want to, you know what to do with their lives. And there was we come home from school one day in the evening. A few friends of mine are watching TV on the couch, and a movie comes on about the U.S. Navy SEAL teams. And they started talking about, you know, best of the best, and this is, you know, none other. And that caught my attention, and so the rest is history. And so from that point on, that was my focus. And so I graduated college.
Where'd you go through basic?
So graduated college and then went and enlisted in, all enlisted Navy guys go to Illinois now. So Great Lakes.
Okay.
Yeah. Chicago. Unlike my buddy over here, went in at 17. So I envy him at going in at 23. But I had a little bit of life lessons, and so it was a little bit easier as an older guy going through SEAL training at that time.
So how many active years?
I did 13.
13?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it was enough.
Have you pretty much seen all over the world?
I did. I did 7 combat deployments, and you know, had a family at the time, so it was a decision point where either stay in for 20 or, you know, you get out and find something else to do. And you know, we had two children, and it was just time to move on with life at that point.
So something that always is very hard is when you lose guys on your squad. What's some of the ways that you've been able to kind of cope, you know, or even help others through that?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, we've been to, you know, 40 memorials and funerals while we served, and it was it got numbing after a while.
Right.
And you know what we're doing now is the way we're really helping the guys is through the transition. So a lot of guys are having trouble transitioning out from
right.
active duty into the private sector.
Right.
And guys that are very bright too, guys that are going to, you know, business school and getting their MBAs, are still having trouble finding a purpose
mm-hmm.
once they're out. I think that's the...
They
don't think they're doing enough, you know, because when you serve, you realize it's serving, right? So you're not, like, really serving yourself.
Right.
Where most guys get out of college and they're going, hey, what can I do to make money, to make myself better?
Right.
When you serve, and especially in the military, you're really, like, serving your buddies, your brothers, and there's a real change in the private sector that I think a lot of guys don't get used to, that, you know, it's time to take care of yourself,
right.
your family, you know, your unit. And so we try to take those lessons learned and try to pass them along to the guys that are transitioning and say, hey, it's okay to brag about yourself now. It's okay
right.
to, like, take care of yourself because you're still taking care of others, but, you know, now you can kind of take care of number one
mm-hmm.
and get yourself, you know, kind of on track to do what other people are doing.
Are there any organizations that you volunteer with or help with?
You know, I actually, my wife and I have our own charity.
What is it?
It's called the Mission Within. And so what we're doing is we're helping special operations veterans deal with mild traumatic brain injuries through holistic and kind of new and innovative technology.
Let's just explain that.
We look at a variety of different brain medicines and, you know, kind of spiritual, psychological, physiological, you know, ways to, I guess, enhance the mind and enhance the person that grow spiritually and kind of get reconnected with themselves and figure out, you know, realize that, you know, there's a lot to life, and that you know, it's not all that bad.
Right.
And so, you know, we just give them the tools, and we have a lot of partnerships with, you know, groups that are doing yoga and meditation and nutrition and all these different things that we didn't get offered to us while we're in the military, but now we're finding that these things are really helping. And sometimes just going to the VA and getting handed a bag of pills to figure out your brain injury or figure out your depression or anxiety is not the answer. And so we're trying to figure out ways outside of that. So we raise money to send those individuals to those different alternative methods.
And do you do any type of activities or team building things with them so they can kind of feel like they're back on the squad again?
You know, what we found out is just spending time and talking like we're doing right now, because the other thing we realize is that when guys leave that brotherhood and they go, they go set off in the private sector, they're not with a group of individuals that were, you know, what they were used to dealing with. So a lot of times just getting them together through trips like this or vacations, what we're doing now is we try to plan vacations, you know, quarterly, where at least we get 4 or 5 or 6 friends together and the families. It's more medicine than anyone needs.
Something that we've, I don't want to say stumbled upon, but started to realize as we're interviewing a lot of the veterans, is that when they listen to it and they realize that their stories are saved and they don't have to tell it again, there's a lot of weight that gets lifted. So that's something you might want to think about in general, that's not just talking, but getting them to kind of talk through it, getting them to listen themselves, because it's a weird psychological thing that happens that they don't have to tell again. If somebody else wants to listen, they can listen to the track, but they don't have to say it again.
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult for us to talk about what we do, because again, we're not in the military. You almost look down upon when it's an individual effort or when you talk about things that you do. So that's why it's very hard sometimes to tell the stories, because when you're telling stories, a lot of times you're telling them about what from your perspective and what you did. So I think, you know, the more you hear other people tell those stories, I think the more you feel comfortable kind of sharing some of the experiences that you've been through.
Right.
And that's what...
And especially if they lose somebody, to be able to kind of honor that person and know that that honor is saved, that their family can listen to it.
And that's the other piece that individuals are struggling with, you know, when they talk about an incident, you know, a firefight or something where their buddy got killed. You know, people have to understand, or even more, it's probably more the individual has to understand, like, you're not bragging about that. You're not beating your chest and telling people, look at me, I'm a war hero. You're telling the story.
Right.
And if you're telling the story about you being in the middle of a firefight and your friend got shot in the head and got killed, well, that's just fact.
Right.
You know, you're not bragging about yourself. And so I think that's where individuals have to get used to sharing their story, that it's, you know, it's not that they're trying to tell the world, look at me, this is what I did. It's just me telling the facts of, you know, it's like me saying, hey, I got up to plate and I hit a home run. You know, you're just stating facts.
Right.
The fact that you did hit a home run, you know, it looks great, but, you know, again, you're just telling a story.
So as far as this trip, the Fugawi and going to Nantucket, have you been to Nantucket?
I have not. I grew up in the Northeast. I grew up in New York, Long Island, Nassau County. And, no, this is great. I mean, you hear stories for years about people vacationing in Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, and
right.
So here we are. So we're really excited about just, getting, making new friends as we did on this boat, and sharing stories and having some fun.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and I'm sure others in the military and that in the military will be able to be inspired by, your words, and I thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have fun.
You got it.
Cheers.